Chapter 3. My First Otter. Time passed, and spring finally arrived. My friend Wilfred came to visit me from London. He planned to travel to Iraq to study the life of the Marsh Arabs in the south of the country.
"Why don't you come too, Gavin?"
he suggested.
"It will be an adventure for you. You could collect ideas for your new book."
Iraq? How exotic, and very different to Scotland. Why not? 2 weeks later, Wilfred and I were in Iraq. We visited the marshes and saw many wild otters there. The local Arabs often tamed them and kept them as pets. I decided an otter was a marvellous pet for me. Wilfred agreed. We sat by the Chahala River and watched the little animals playing there and having fun.
"There's water all around your house, Gavin,"
he said.
"It's a ring of bright water, a perfect place for an otter."
I liked the idea more and more. A local man wanted to sell a female otter cub. "She's very small," he said. "She still needs milk from a bottle, but soon she'll eat fish. Do you want her?" "Yes, I do," I told him. He showed me the cub. She was adorable. She was intelligent and alert, with a lovely brown coat and bright eyes. I loved her from the first moment. Her owner suggested a price, and I bought her immediately. "I'll call you Chahala, like the river Chahala," I told her, and put her inside my shirt. It was warm and dark in there, and she fell asleep immediately. I was very happy with my new pet and decided to carry her with me all the time. "You were right," I told Wilfred. "An otter is the perfect pet for me."